Let's start by talking about Hopi prophecy, Stan. And exactly what is it? Because it doesn't paint a great picture for us, does it?
No, it doesn't. The Hopi had Holly and I as guests in 96 and in 97 down in northern Arizona. We were privileged to talk with their prophecy people, and they revealed a number of things to us. And one thing which I've mentioned on the show before but have not gone into great detail about was what is about to happen to the United States, according to them. I have up on the website a link. Holly's put it up there so that people can follow us that are on the Internet and look at the picture of the water level inundation that I'm going to talk about, which the Hopi gave to us. They told us about several things as we approach the fifth world, the end of this fourth world and into the fifth world in their prophecies. Now, I know that some of your listeners would probably think that, well, gee, can you trust Hopi prophecy? And my thought is, well, it agrees in many aspects with Christian prophecy, which we follow. Mm-hmm. So I do. And I certainly don't think that any of them that we talked to were trying to mislead us or gain from it financially or any other way. Now, they told us, they took us out on the edge of the second mesa where they live and pointed down to the desert floor a few hundred feet below and said, look, as the changes begin, the great earth changes to end this age, this world they call it, the fourth world, you will see that water comes between these mesas, and we will go between the mesas by boat and canoe. He said also around this time there will be a great civil war in the United States, not between just two factions, but between many factions, religious factions, economic factions, ethnic factions, all that kind of stuff. Now, one of the things that they said, which I was reminded of earlier this week, or over the weekend, was that the invading forces that would come into the United States while we're having the civil war would come from China, from Russia, and from the Middle East. I could figure Russia and China. I mean, that's pretty obvious, but I couldn't figure out how the Middle East would mount an attack on the United States until we saw in the press where Iran has developed its cruise missiles to take out our ships, and they're going to put them on their own ships and come outside in international waters outside the east coast of the United States now. And they're taking delivery of something they've been experimenting with, which is an EMP pulse weapon.
That's right.
Now, that's the Middle East missing card that I couldn't understand when the Hopi told us that. And this was back, you know, in 96, 97. That's a long time ago. So it's kind of self-verifying when you see it in the news now. The other thing on the map that I've got up there, which I show the water inundation that would be required to bring the water between the mesas in northern Arizona. If it were that high from sea level rise, it would sink darn near everything that's, you know, like Denver and everything
else. Oh, sure, to get there. That's a lot of water, Stan.
It is a lot of water. And so I tried to figure out what, you know, what would cause this, you know, and not sink everything. Now, we can have sea level rise of about 215 feet, according to the latest stats from NASA and various other weather groups that have been studying the ice melt. And that would cover areas that I've shown on the map on your website and on our website in the light blue on the eastern states. On the western side of the country, certainly there would be areas covered by that, and I'll show that in a DVD that's coming out later this year. I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay.
But on the western side, I had to show what would be sunken by a 5,280-foot or 1-mile-deep water rise or by a land subsidence, by things falling down into the ocean, as Edgar Cayce and many others have said would happen on our west coast. Now, the graph or the image there shows that those areas would have to drop down. We'd lose most of California. There would be islands left, but very few, as you can see on the image. And there's an arrow I've got pointing up to a yellow circle around the three mesas of the Hopi. It also shows that the Navajo Nation, which is right around the Hopi mesas, most of that would be sunken as well. So I think what's going to happen is we're going to have a catastrophic breakup of the West Coast, and it will subside as our tectonic plate that we're on dives down under the northern Pacific plate, and that will cause the water level rise, or the water level apparent rise, to the Hopi. They'll actually sink down to the level that the water can rush in between the mesas.
As opposed to the water coming to them, we're basically going to it.
Yeah, and that's the only way I can explain it, with everything else being left up above ground. And I don't know where we get a mile deep of water anyway at this point, even bringing it out of the Moho discontinuity under the oceans and stuff. There's a big volume of water there, but I don't think we're going to see a global flood like Noah's flood and that kind of stuff, which is what it would take to do that. So
what's frightening about this too, Stan, is, you know, we know the maps of Edgar Cayce, people like Lori Toy, your work, Hawley's work, Michael Scallion. There's something going on here. Will this be a gradual collapse, or will it just happen like in a day?
You know, I don't know. I tend to think myself that it will be a series of events separated by weeks and months. People will have time, I think, to adjust and relocate, some people anyway. I don't think it'll be quite as bad as the movie 2012 showed, you know, where everything was just suddenly upended and dumped into the ocean.
Right, right.
The sea level rise on the eastern side, where I've got the image up there on the screen, that will be a periodic thing, a slow process, and people will start losing homes and property to flooding from the coastal regions, as they're doing in Australia already and some of the islands in the South Pacific. There's one island, I forget the name of it, it was a nation down there that's going to totally disappear. It will be underwater and gone very soon, in fact. Because it's only a few feet above sea level. If we have something horrific happen, which biblical prophecy does address, like something falling from the sky, an asteroid, a meteor, and striking our oceans, that could generate a tsunami-type wave or an impact wave that would ricochet back and forth wherever it hit for several days. And the initial wave would be like, you know, nearly a mile high. That could also contribute to some of the catastrophe that we would need to sink portions of the West Coast. And in that case, the event would be rather sudden, super sudden. But, you know, I'd only be guessing to say at this point, because there's so many factors involved in trying to figure out how that landmass could drop down like that. I have prepared versions of this map that will be in a DVD that Lynn Marzulli's people are producing to release in, I think it's November this year, where I'm showing the 215-foot intrusion into our coastlines all the way around without this Hopi depth here, and also at 900 feet, which reaches all the way up to the Great Lakes and empties into the Gulf of Mexico. So I'm running these scenarios for people who do put faith in the various people who are warning about this, that this is what the sea level rise maximums would do, even if we had some of the sub-oceanic Moho discontinuity break up and shoot water up into the oceans and add to the oceans. It shows you where it's probably not too wise to be living at that time, which gives people time to move or make adjustments to float to land when it does hit over a period of time.